91X News.
It's minus 1 degree and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers. The OPP is asking for help in locating a missing man from Quinte West. Police say Peter Vesterfelt left his Wilkins Street home in Trenton Sunday morning on foot and hasn't returned since. He is said to have had about $20 on him and no identification. He's described as mentally delayed, 63 years old, and about 120 pounds. He was wearing a long gray winter coat, blue jeans, and black shoes with holes in them. Vesterfelt is known to frequent local churches and the Salvation Army in Trenton and Belleville. If you see him, contact the Quinte West OPP at 613-392-3561. The Belleville police had their hands full with attempted thefts yesterday afternoon. Police arrived at a North End grocery store around 3:30 after store security arrested a woman for hiding scallops and shrimp in her purse. A 27-year-old Whitby woman was charged with theft under $5,000 and will appear in court next month. Later, police were called to an East End retail store. A 16-year-old youth had been detained by the store owner after attempting to pocket some merchandise. The youth was escorted home to his parents. He'll be entered into a special program for young people. Quinte West OPP were called to the Free Flow Gas Bar on Loyalist Parkway last evening for a gas theft. A gray Dodge pickup truck with a large red snowplow in front filled up with $170 worth of gas and left without any attempt to pay. The male who was pumping the gas hit his face with his jacket. No one was able to get the license plate number. Anyone with information about this incident is asked to call Quinte West OPP at 613-392-3561. Loyalist College is preparing to host its second fundraising event for local food banks. The event is called Empty Bowls, and it's happening this Saturday from 10 to 5 at the Loyalist College cafeteria. For $20, guests will get a handcrafted bowl donated by local potters and pottery students. They'll be able to fill that bowl up with gourmet soup. If you can't afford the $20, it's $8 for the soup alone. All of the proceeds will go to the 8 local food banks. The jury in the trial of 3 people accused of killing 3 daughters and one of 2 polygamous wives over honor will hear today from the lawyer for the girl's brother. Allison Jones from the Canadian Press has the story.
Hamed Shafia is on trial in Kingston, Ontario, along with his parents Mohammed Shafia and Tuba Yaya, and they have each pleaded not guilty to 4 counts of first-degree murder. They're accused of killing Hamed's sisters as well as the first of his father's 2 wives. The bodies were found in June 2009 in a car at the bottom of a canal in Kingston, where the Montreal family had stopped on their way home from a trip to Niagara Falls. Closing arguments in the case started Tuesday with submissions from Shafia and Yaya's lawyers, and the jury will hear today from Hamed's lawyer. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press, Kingston, Ontario.
Prime Minister Stephen Harper has arrived in Zurich on his way to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The annual event includes a host of political and business leaders from around the globe. Canadian Press reporter Heather Schofield says even though Harper is one voice among about 2,600, he's expected to have a bit of clout.
He was asked to speak, and Canada does have a certain amount of credibility because it seems we've gotten through the various bouts of international financial crisis relatively unscathed. So he has his examples that he can share and his experience to share. And also, a lot of people are looking to the stability of the Canadian banking system to figure out what they could pick up from our system and use in their system to find some stability for themselves. So he'll be listened to for sure.
At the forum, Harper is expected to urge Europe to resolve its debt crisis, as well as explain why it should diversify its international trade base so Canada won't be so reliant on the struggling U.S. economy. First Nations chiefs will return to their communities across Canada today, bringing word of a new deal with Ottawa. Canadian Press reporter Stephanie Levitz brings us that story from the nation's capital.
The historic talks with the federal government didn't result in as much concrete action as some had hoped. The two sides agreed primarily on the process of building a new relationship, rather than on how to immediately solve some of the most pressing problems facing First Nations communities. But Sean Atleo of the Assembly of First Nations says an important outcome to the talks was a commitment to keep having them.
So the sense that is that our work does not end here. This is very much the beginning.
The two sides pledged to report back in 1 year's time on how their efforts to improve the lives and livelihoods of First Nations is going. Stephanie Levitz, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
U.S. President Barack Obama says the State of the Union will always be strong. He delivered an address last night affirming America's position in the world.
Yes, the world is changing. No, we can't control every event. But America remains the one indispensable nation in world affairs, and as long as I'm president, I intend to keep it that way.
Obama talked about extending new ties and influence towards Asia. He claimed old alliances in Europe and elsewhere are stronger than ever. Egyptians are gathering in Cairo's Tahrir Square for the one-year mark of the public uprising that toppled the country's longtime authoritarian leader. Reporter Mark Levy says thousands of people are flocking to the downtown square.
The demonstration to mark the first anniversary of the uprising has turned into two demonstrations. There are liberal, secular young people on one side, the ones who led the uprising a year ago, and Muslim Brotherhood supporters on the other. They're the big winners so far. They swept Egypt's elections for parliament.
Mubarak is standing trial for complicity in the killing of hundreds of protesters during the uprising. That's 91X News to 1206. Jose DeBarros has sports next.
Hey, you headed into the pub at the Shark Tank Thursday?
Nah, country's not my scene.
Dude, this is a country video dance party. Check out this Taylor Swift vid on my phone.
Ooh, hello.
Here's Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah.
Miranda Lambert.
Okay, I'm convinced. My plans for Thursday are made.
Great sound, three screens to see your favorite hot country stars. No cover and your chance to win cowboy hats, belt buckles, and more. The Country Video Dance Party, Thursday at the Shark Tank.
Shark Tank events are restricted to loyalist students and signed-in guests. For details on admittance policies, go to loyaliststudents.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X Sports. Teams in the Junior A have the night off with no game scheduled for tonight. The Trenton Golden Hawks are still first with 68 points, with the Coburg Cougars second with 62 points, but with two games in hand to make up ground. The Wellington Dukes are in third with 61. It's the same deal for the Empire B tonight, with no games to be played as well. The Picton Pirates are first in Division A with 49 points, 3 points ahead of the Campbellford Rebels. However, the Rebels have two games in hand and two upcoming games with the Pirates to catch Picton in the standings. One of them is tomorrow night, as the Pirates host the Rebels. The Belleville Bulls are not in action tonight. The Bulls are preparing for tomorrow's game at the Yardman Arena against the Niagara Ice Dogs. It's been a tough couple of months for the Bulls, as they have lost 14 of their last 17 games, spiraling out of the Eastern Conference playoff picture. It's the final day of NHL games before the All-Star break, which starts tomorrow. All eyes will be on the only game in the schedule tonight, happening at the Bell Center in Montreal. The Montreal Canadiens hope to head into the All-Star break on a positive note. It's too bad they faced the first overall team in the league. The Habs face the red-hot Detroit Red Wings team that beat St. Louis on Monday for its seventh win in a row. The NHL selected Pittsburgh forward James Neal to replace Washington star Alex Ovechkin in the weekend's All-Star game in Ottawa. The 24-year-old from Whitby, Ontario, has 27 goals, tied with Chicago Blackhawks captain Jonathan Toews for the second in the NHL scoring race. Neal started the season on fire, scoring 9 goals in the first 12 games and consistently placing on the top of the goal-scoring charts since. Neal will make his second appearance at the All-Star Weekend, having played in the Young Stars game in 2009 in Montreal. Thousands more mourners are lined up to pay their final respects to legendary Penn State coach Joe Paterno, today in the Penn State campus. Mourners began entering a campus spiritual center around 7:40 a.m. this morning, with more joining the long lines outside. The Nittany Lions former football coach, who won more games than anyone in Division I, will be laid to rest this afternoon, 3 days after lung cancer claimed the life of Paterno at the age of 85. Toronto Argonauts wide receiver Jermaine Copeland is retiring after 11 seasons. The two-time CFL All-Star kicked off his career with Montreal in 2002, before joining Calgary in 2005 and Toronto in 2010. He also spent time in the NFL with the Tennessee Titans and Dallas Cowboys. The 34-year-old Copeland was the Argos' leading receiver last season. Defending champion and top-ranked Novak Djokovic defeated David Ferrer in straight sets in Melbourne to earn a berth in the Australian Open semifinals. The seeding committee did their jobs well this year, as all four of the men's top seeds made the semifinals to set up a fantastic Final Four. The Serbian Djokovic will face number 4 seed Andy Murray from Great Britain. The other match has second-seeded Spaniard Rafael Nadal facing third-seeded Roger Federer of Switzerland in a Thursday semifinal. Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
Well, it looks like the sun is trying to come out. Today, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries early this morning. Temperature steady near zero. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40% chance of flurries this evening and after midnight, the low of minus 7. Thursday, cloudy, rain at times mixed with wet snow beginning late in the evening, high plus 1. And Friday, periods of rain, the low plus 1 and a high of plus 4. At 12:10, it's minus 1 degree. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Renee Rogers with Jose DeBarros. News is next at 1.